VentureCast.
You just have all this mounting pressure on you. But when you go to the gym and you get these workouts done and they're like, hey man, I can sleep better because I don't have all this extra stress weighing on me. I'm losing weight because I don't have all this extra stress on me. I'm not stress eating. It goes through and it fixes a plethora of issues that come up with that.
Hi, and welcome to Deep Leadership. I'm your host, John Rennie. Well, I hope all is well with you today. It is another beautiful day here in North Carolina, and this episode is brought to you by our sponsors, Ignite Management Services and Liberty Strength. These sponsors help me bring these shows to you each and every week, so I encourage you to click on their links below and check them out. Also, I want to encourage you to join us on our growing YouTube channel. Search for Deep Leadership on YouTube for videos of all my interviews and exclusive content. Well, that is it. Today, we're going to be talking about why physical health is so important to leadership. And my guest is my strength and performance coach and sponsor of this podcast, Jeremy Clevenger from Liberty Strength. Jeremy and I talked about the importance of health and fitness for leaders. If you want to be successful in leading people, you need to lead yourself first, and many leaders neglect their health and end up stressed out, burnt out, and left out. Now, that doesn't need to happen to you, so listen into this informative discussion, and I know you're going to really enjoy it. So, are you ready to dive in? Let's get started.
Welcome to Deep Leadership. Leadership is a people business. That's the philosophy of your podcast host, John Rennie. As a former Cold War submarine officer who spent 20 plus years leading businesses in corporate America before starting his own manufacturing business, he knows that leadership matters.
Leadership matters.
Are you ready for some real world actionable advice from John as well as his expert guests?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
The show starts right now.
Welcome to the Deep Leadership Podcast. Today, I'm joined by a returning guest to the show. You might remember Jeremy Clevenger from back in episode 145. Jeremy is the owner of Liberty Strength based out of Austin, Texas. He is a remote online strength and performance coach. And more importantly, he is my strength and performance coach and a longtime sponsor of this podcast. Jeremy also competes as a nationally ranked strongman athlete. And I wanted to get him back on the show to talk about why physical health is so important to leadership. So, Jeremy, welcome back to the show.
John, thanks for having me, man. I know it's been something that we've been in the works with for a couple of weeks, and I'm glad we were able to finally get it on the calendar and get this thing rolling.
Yeah, I was shocked when I looked back and saw that you were on episode 145. It was like almost a year ago, and a lot has happened in a year, so I definitely wanted to get you back on the show, talk about what you're working on and the things that you're doing with your company. And the things you're doing to help business leaders, because I know a lot of your clients are business leaders, so I kind of want to get into that. But first of all, welcome back. And let's talk a little bit about Liberty Strength. So what do you do at Liberty Strength? What is an online and remote fitness coach? What do they do? And give us a little rundown of what you do at Liberty Strength.
Yeah, so I'm the owner of Liberty Strength. I'm the only coach that we have. And what I do for guys is I take the fitness aspect, the nutrition aspect, and the accountability aspect. And I put it all into one coaching package where I'm able to help guys drop body fat, pack on muscle, provide them with accountability, and also build healthy habits where while we're working together, we're reinforcing those healthy habits. But also by the time we're done working together, you have those healthy habits and you're able to go on your own and just create a lifestyle of health and fitness that you may have had before and you just want to take to the next level, or you may have not had it before and you want that's something that you want to establish.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Now, when people reach out to you, is it a myriad of things they're looking to do? Is it that they're looking to get stronger, to compete? Or are they looking to lose weight? I mean, what generally is the type of person that seeks you out?
Yeah, so most of the guys that I work with are in their mid-30s to guys in their later 50s. So I have a couple guys that are actually in their early 60s. And the biggest thing that a lot of them are looking for is to, like I said earlier, create that healthy lifestyle where it may be to drop body fat, it may be to put on muscle, it may be to get rid of the dad bod or the skinny fat look, and really is to create longevity and something that's sustainable for them. A big issue that a lot of guys have is going to be carrying excess body fat where they're not able to play with their kids, they're not able to move around a lot because their joints hurt, they have aches and pains. Or somebody like you, for example, who just wants to get really jacked and really strong, guys who have been in the game for a while and they just want to take it to that next level.
Yeah, it's just interesting because I know, you know, a few of your clients and, you know, I'm in my 50s and I know you've got some in your 50s and their 60s. And one of the things is you found, you didn't necessarily set out this way as I understand it, but you ended up finding out that there's older men really are attracted to your program because of the work that you do to customize their training. So talk a little bit about what you do maybe with even older people that come into your program and how you kind of customize that for their needs.
Absolutely. So with older guys, especially once you get into your 40s and 50s, the biggest issue that they run into is injuries. And one of the biggest things that I focus on with guys is keeping you injury free, because if we can keep you injury free, you're going to be able to stay in the gym. You're going to be able to continue to make progress. Whereas if you are somebody who wants to train like you're in your 20s and then you injure yourself, not only are you going to be out of the gym longer, but it's going to take much more out of you recovery wise. Whereas for me, if I injure myself, it may take me a couple of weeks. If you're in your 50s and 60s or even in your 40s, you're looking at a couple of months recovery time. So that's just setting back progress. Not only that, but your body just doesn't recover the same. Like I know guys who have been 30s and 40s and they'll get injured and that'll take them out of the game forever. Like all it takes is one bad injury. And so a lot of it is preventative maintenance, making it be a training style and a training plan that is going to only benefit your lifestyle and not something that is going to put you at unnecessary risk. Because you're not going to be competing. I actually work with zero strength athletes right now who are guys who like compete. Everybody that I work with is high performers, lifestyle guys, weight loss guys, people who are like, I just want something that I can work with that's going to continue to deliver me the results that I want to, something that's repeatable, something that is sustainable, something that they enjoy doing. Because also with a lot of guys is they're already established. So they have families, they have jobs, and they have a whole bunch of time. So they're not able to put 3 or 4 hours a day into the gym. Not that anybody should be putting that much time in anyways, but most of the guys are training for 45 minutes to an hour, 2 to 3 days a week, or some guys are up there in that 4 to 5 day a week range. And so finding something that's sustainable for them is going to be the biggest aspect of it.
Yeah. I mean, just to add on to what you said about becoming, you know, getting injury-free type workouts, I think I'm 56 and that's a really important thing to me. I've been weightlifting for 10 years. And I've had, you know, I've had shoulder injuries, elbow injuries, I've had knee injuries. And so to me, and I think the recovery aspect is, I'll say, you know, as a personal story, it's a lot longer now in my 50s than it was in my 40s and 30s. So staying injury free is key to me. And so one of the things I like about working with you in particular is that when I do have a tweak or when I have something, you know, that I'm feeling some pressure or something that doesn't feel right, you're able to quickly modify the workouts to be able to, you know, kind of take that area of problematic area away. I can tell you, I've been injury free for nearly 2 years, and I'm lifting heavy weight, and especially for someone my age, and to be able to do it injury free is a testament to the work that you do putting into the workout plan. So, you know, listeners, if you're listening in, you're thinking, well, you know, I'm in my 60s, and what, you know, I'm worried about injury or 50s or 40s or even 30s. I can, you know, as a personal testimony, you've kept me injury free. And that to me is really important. So I don't want to be, because it really does take you out of the game when you get hurt, and I don't want to be out of the game. It's really important to me. So yeah, so it definitely works out. So what's your process like? How does the program work? Someone reaches out to you and says, Jeremy, yeah, I want to work with you. I've heard you've done some great things with people I know. Where do you start with somebody?
Yeah. So the first thing that I get on with everybody is a discovery call, just to kind of get an idea of what their background is. Do you have experience weight training? Are you 400 pounds? Are you 150 pounds? Do you need to gain muscle? Do you need to lose fat? Where are you coming from? And that's one of the biggest things, because I'm very big on making sure that the clients that I work with, that we jive well together. And so I'm very selective with the people that I work with. I want it to be something where it's mutually beneficial, where I enjoy working with you, but I'm also able to get you great results. And that's how you're able to really build a long-term relationship with the client. And I think that once you do establish that, it just sets the pace for everything to be so much better. So get on there. We do an initial discovery call. And then from there, we're able to go through. I have a list of questions that I send the guys: age, your height, your weight, all those just basic biometrics. What do you do? Like, what does a day in your life look like? So I can get an idea of what your stress levels are. Because like I said earlier, if you're somebody who's working 12 hours a day, you're not going to be able to put together an hour and a half training session a day. Maybe starting off, we need to get you going 30 or 45 minutes. and then work your way up to it. But if you're somebody who's like, hey, I'm retired, like I have plenty of time to do whatever, then that's something that we can work with and add a little bit more intensity to that. From there, what we do is we go through and cover what your nutrition looks like. What does it look like currently? What are your goals towards, whether it's muscle gain, whether it's fat loss? And then we will go through and set up a nutrition plan based on the foods that you like, based on the foods that you don't like. I'm not somebody who is very big on cutting out entire food groups. I want it to be something that's sustainable for you over the course of time. And so, like I said, as part of that questionnaire, it'll cover all your fitness background, your current basic biometrics, if you want to call it that. And then I just have some other generalized questions because I like to get to know my clients. Like if it's just something where I'm just sending you workouts and sending you nutrition plans, there's not very much depth that's built to it. Like I have guys who we schedule like one call a week, but I have guys who'll text me once a day or every other day after their workout just to give me a recap on it. Those are the guys that see the best results because I'm able to know how things are going with them as opposed to somebody that I talk to once every 6 weeks. And so once we get the questionnaire filled out, then we would do an initial like a launch call or an onboarding call, whatever you want to call it, which is going to be about 5 days after the initial one. And from there, we can get you set up to start in as early as the next day or two. So it typically is about a 6 to 7 day process from the time we do our initial call to the time we do the questionnaire, get the programming and stuff built out to your launch call, and then you're ready to go.
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense. And I know for me, at least, you know, a couple of years ago, we got it all set up. And one of the things I like that you provide is like the kind of the workout plan for the week, you know. And the other thing too, it took me a little while to understand your logic, but there's definitely logic in the flow of what workouts you're doing and how you do them and how they change week to week. Like for me, we're working up to maximum lifts because we're, you know, because I'm more a powerlifting style. So we're working to get, you know, maximum lifts with the bench press, the deadlift, and the squat, and also we do shoulder press too. But so you work on a you know, we do it on a weekly and a monthly basis, working up to those maxes again. Whereas, you know, as a knuckleheaded, you know, power lifter as, you know, as younger, which was like you go for max every week, right? You know, you or whatever every month, or you do it once a month or something. Whereas I see this is a progression towards those maxes. And as a result, my maxes have never been greater than they have. When I was doing it on my own, I would never get those maxes. And now working with you, I've been able to establish new maxims on all of my lifts in my 50s, which is remarkable. But it's also a testament to the way you develop the program to build and layer the strength. So is that what you do? Is you're going to build a workout program and a nutrition program specifically for your client to be able to get them to the goals that they're working on? Is that the way I understand it?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we talk about on our initial call is like, what are those goals? What does a successful coaching plan look like to you? What if we start now at the end of 3 months or at the end of a year? What would dictate a success for you? And then what I do is I go through and I reverse engineer that. So there's a guy that I'm going to be working with here within the next month or so. He needs to lose about 100 pounds.
Wow.
And we're like, okay, that's about a year to a year and a half process. So then going from that, what does that look like as far as pounds lost on a weekly basis? What does that look like on a monthly basis? What does your workouts need to start looking like from day one compared to what they're going to look like a year and a half down the road? And that's a big commitment. Like that's a big commitment for anybody to make is like, okay, I'm going to stick with this for a year. But when you realize the benefits of it and you're going to go from 350 pounds down to 240, think about everything that's going to benefit as an aspect of it. Your confidence is going to go up. Your sleep's going to improve. Literally everything across the board is going to go with that. And so I think that when you're able to set a plan up for somebody based on what their goals are and you don't just give them a cookie cutter plan, you're able to get much better results because in some way, shape, or form, every type of workout program works. I can give you one off of bodybuilding.com. You're going to get stronger. You're going to get more fit just because you're simply going and lifting weights. But there's a way to do it where it's going to keep you injury-free, where it's going to keep you to a point where you're hitting every single one of your goals. Like if you just do a bodybuilding.com workout, you're going to put on a ton of size. You may not put on a ton of strength though. And if you've noticed from us working together, like your progress pictures and stuff like that, as we go through and see it, not only are you getting stronger, but your body composition is changing. Your conditioning's changing. Like those two back pictures that we had of you that we took, it was like same weight on the left, same weight on the right, but you look 20 pounds lighter, but yeah. Your back's gone from this to this. and your strength has gone up as a byproduct of that. So I think that when you're able to go through and any quality coach is going to run a program for you that is going to be specifically based on you. And that's across the board. Like if you're not getting something that's customized like that, then they're probably just pulling it offline and doing it to make a mom grab out of you.
Yeah, I agree. And I would say this too, you know, for those listening in, you know, I'm as mentioned, I'm in my 50s, but the thing I noticed, we talked about it before we press record, is that my metabolism is improved. I don't understand that. I mean, because that's not supposed to happen with guys who are in their 50s, right? But I typically eat very, you know, a very controlled, I monitor my food, I meal prep, I do all that thing. But lately I've been kind of stressed about a lot of stuff going on with business and I'm also working on my doctorate degree. A lot of things are going on. So I haven't been focusing on my eating that well. And then what I've been noticing is I'm not gaining any weight. Like it's not, like I'm not, the things that I would have done in the past that would have caused me to gain weight, it's not even doing that anymore. Like my metabolism has picked up to the point where my body needs more fuel. And so even, you know, the habits I've built over 2 years, even if I kind of go off the plan a little bit, it's not throwing me off. Whereas before it would have thrown me off. If I didn't stay focused, I would have started gaining weight quickly, which is that's the thing that's been remarkable about it, is that I believe my metabolism is better, which is crazy for someone in their 50s.
Yeah. And you hear from everybody, oh, as you get older, your metabolism slows down. And that's something that's really cool that, like, as I work with guys, I almost see like a reverse aging aspect. Like you're getting stronger, your metabolism is picking up, you look younger even as you're getting older. And so for a lot of people, that's really hard to do. And they're like, there's no way that that's possible. But it's like, we've seen it time and time and time again with you and with dozens of other clients that I've worked with. It's like, you look 5 years younger than you did when we first started looking, than when we first started working together. Your face is leaner, your body's leaner, like you have more energy. And if you want to look at what aging does, all of those things typically go down.
Yeah.
So in a way, we're reverse aging you to where, hey, guess what? If you continue to do this for the next 3 or 4 years, you're going to be in a totally different shape than you were even when you were in your 20s and 30s.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I've seen. I mean, and you know, we have a mutual friend that's a client too, that's just, you know, he's my age and he looks like he could be in a weightlifting competition or a bodybuilding competition. He's got,
yeah.
It's amazing what he's done just working with you and the plans you guys have worked together. But again, you know, this is just this idea that, you know, people think, well, I'm at a certain age, so I'm old and I'm supposed to, you know, age and these, you know, I'm supposed to look fat. I'm supposed to look sloppy. I'm supposed to, but really, is that really the case?
Or why isn't that?
Or can you stay in the game longer? And I think that's what I've had. I've had a lot of fun. Like I know a lot of people will say they're surprised when they find out I'm in my 50s, right? Because I don't look like I'm in my 50s. I'm in good shape. I'm strong. And I think that's, you know, I think people recognize that this, you can't be in your 50s. Like, well, I am. so it is what it is. I am. So, yeah. I was going to ask you, like, if you're like to, if you said who was, you know, if I asked you who is the ideal client for Liberty Strength, how would you describe the ideal client for what you do?
My ideal client is going to be a man in their mid 30s to mid 50s, a husband, a father, a high performer in some aspect, whether it's at work, whether it's being a professional athlete, whether it's being a CEO, anything like that, where they don't have the time to go through and put together a plan for themselves, or they may not know how to. And so the resources that they have, the time not being one of them to go through and put together a workout plan, that's where I step in and I create the all-inclusive package for them. Like for those people, they don't have time to sit there and think, what do I need to eat? How much do I need to sleep? What do I need to do on a daily basis? What do my workouts need to look like? Like I said, it could be just because they don't have the time to, or they may just not have the knowledge for it. And so when you step in and you provide them with a package like that, it's something that for them is immeasurable, because when you're at that point in time, you don't have, like, you have a family that you have to worry about. You have kids, you have a job, you have your entire business underneath you, very similar to what you have. And so that would definitely be my ideal client. And I worked with a couple guys who are younger. I had a client who was 19 or 20, and it was very interesting because just with how I structure my coaching and my packages and prices and stuff like that, he was like, I need this right now because I don't want to get to a point where I'm 50 and I do need this. He's like, I want to put the work in for the first 2 or 3 years and get this done to where I don't have to look back on it. And so every once in a while, I'll have a couple outliers. I've worked with a couple women and gotten some pretty good results with them. But yeah, as far as my ideal client, if you're a high performer, if time is the biggest challenge for you, and a lack of, not even necessarily a lack of knowledge, but just a lack of desire to want to do it yourself, then that's a perfect fit.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Leadership skills are like any other skills. You need to practice them to get better at them. Best-selling leadership author John S. Rennie knows this. That's why he's written a new book called You Have the Watch. It's a guided journal for leaders designed to take you through an entire year of leadership training. By the end of the year, you will master 50 of the most important leadership skills. If you want to have a greater impact on the results and people in your organization, go to youhavethewatch.com and pick up your copy today.
This episode is brought to you by Ignite Management Services. Ignite is led by Mike Watson, who you might remember from episode 137. Mike and his team believe that everything starts with leadership. Whether it's strategy execution or cultural transformation, it's the role of the leader to create the conditions for their people to succeed. The team at Ignite can help you develop critical habits to enhance your leadership capability and transform your business. Ignite Management is now offering the Resilient Leadership Assessment Tool. This is an online questionnaire designed to assess and guide leadership development, coaching, and team building. It provides leaders an opportunity to gain insights into their leadership strengths and development needs. After taking this assessment, you will receive a custom detailed report that provides practical and actionable recommendations to enhance your effectiveness. I have taken this assessment myself and found it to be extremely valuable in helping me make changes to my leadership approach. Right now, Ignite is offering 15% off the price of this tool to the Deep Leadership audience. Go to ignitemanagement.ca and enter the code START15 at checkout to get started today. This episode is brought to you by Jeremy Clevenger at Liberty Strength. As a high-performing leader, you know that leadership isn't about telling people what to do. It's about leading by example. And for most people, the one area that they are lacking when it comes to leading by example is their health and fitness. By improving your health and fitness, every other area of your life improves. Your energy skyrockets, your sleep improves, your confidence increases, and more. But how can you get and stay fit as a busy leader? Well, you do what you've always done. You hire the best people for the job. Don't struggle on your own. Put Liberty Strength in your corner. Jeremy and his team will work with you to take your physique, mindset, nutritional habits, and more to the next level with his step-by-step, all-inclusive coaching program. I've worked with Liberty Strength for the past 2 years, and I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm still hitting strength personal records at 56 years old. If you want to step up your game, reach out to Jeremy at libertystrengthtx.com to find out more and get your initial consultation scheduled with him today. Yeah, I would say this too, is like, I had a lot of knowledge. I spent a lot of time in the weight room. And, but I think even if you think you have a lot of knowledge, I think if you're engaging with somebody who has the, you know, the training, the background that you have, you're going to get more out of it. I think it's just like anything else. Like you know, in business, you know, we hire the best people to get things done. We hire consultants, we hire coaches, we hire mentors, you know, to help us. And I think we always get better in those areas where we focus and bring some professional help on. We always get better. And that was been my reaction, is that even though I'm a skilled in the gym, I learned a lot of things through you. You know, for example, one of the things you do is you say videotape some of your lifts. And so we went through all the big lifts, and you helped me tweak a couple of areas where you're doing it wrong, or you could get more if you brought your shoulders in, you do this, you do that. And I think that's another part of it too, is when you have a coach, you have someone you can bounce ideas off. You get critiques, and again, it helps you improve versus, you know, going week by week, doing the same workout at the gym every time, you know, the 3x10 workout that everybody does. And I think what you offer, yeah, exactly, 5 times every week. That was me. So I think that you get a chance to really work with somebody who's professional and help you really elevate your game. And, you know, just again, in my testimonial, is that's what you did with me. I mean, we I thought there was no way I could get stronger than I already was. We did it. You know, we got new personal records on all the lifts. And but it was just by the way you went through the training. So I think that's a big part of it. One thing you touched on, I wanted to get back to it a little bit, is you do work with a lot of high performing people, a lot of business leaders. When they work with you, when your clients work with you, and they improve their fitness level, how does that improve them overall? I mean, you mentioned having more energy and you sleep better. What are some other areas that you've seen from your clients?
One of the biggest things that I've noticed is going to be their confidence, because it's going to change when you're physically in good shape. It changes how people treat you. And when people treat you better, your confidence increases. If you're 300 pounds and you walk into a business meeting and you look sloppy, and then somebody walks in who's 185 pounds and jacked, guess what? They're probably going to get more respect than you will. And that's just, as much as we want to say, don't judge a book by its cover, that's just how the game is. And so being able to walk around, and not only that, but like being able to walk around and feel confident with your shirt off. That's a big thing that a lot of guys struggle with, just in terms of confidence. And they're like, oh, I can't go to the beach because I have to keep a shirt on because I don't want people to see my man boobs. And I'm like, okay, well, then let's get rid of that. And then you're going to have that confidence to be able to walk around with your shirt off, and your wife's going to appreciate it. Everybody that sees you is going to appreciate that. Another thing that it really helps out with is going to be alleviating stress, because a lot of guys, especially when you're high performing, you've got people that rely on you at work. You've got people that rely on you at home. You have to rely on yourself. And you just have all of this mounting pressure on you. But when you go to the gym and you get these workouts done, you're able to get the endorphin release, which is going to just help you feel better in general. But it also gives you a chance to let out all of that intensity in the gym into something that's only going to benefit you, as long as you're not ego lifting and hurting yourself. And so that's one of the cool things about it too, is I know a lot of guys who channel all of their stress throughout the day, whether it's a family, whether it's at work, and they just go to the gym and train, and they're like, hey man, I can sleep better because I don't have all this extra stress weighing on me. I'm losing weight because I don't have all this extra stress on me. I'm not stress eating. It goes through and it fixes a plethora of issues that come up with that.
Yeah. I agree. And you know, again, I'm a testimony to that. I do think that you're right. It's good. I think we need to move our bodies in a way that we're designed to move our bodies, and we have to move them if we want to, because you're right. We get built up and there's a lot of tense. What we do is difficult, is if we're business leaders, and I think we can build up a lot of tension in our body. And I think that having those morning sessions, for me, it's like I do something really hard this morning and the rest of the day is pretty easy compared to my morning in the gym, you know, putting on some angry music, lifting a lot of weight. And you're like, okay, that was good, you know? And it's like, it's a great start to the day. And you've already, by the time I get in the office, I've already accomplished, you know, something significant before I even step foot in the office. And I think that is good for you. I think it helps you to be a better leader, because you've kind of got all that released in the morning and now you're ready to start the day and you're fresh. And I just think it's been good for me. You know, it's a big part of why I don't quit. You know, a lot of people say, oh, how do you get up 5 days a week at 4 a.m? I'm like, cause I need it. I absolutely need this to be sane, to be, you know, to be able to do my job. I need to have that release in the morning like that.
Yes. And once you get used to that too, you can really tell a difference. Like, I know that you've been doing a lot of traveling and stuff like that. That was going to be one of the questions that I had for you. What have you noticed on the days where you've been traveling, where you haven't gotten that workout in? What has been the effect of that? Have you, because I know a lot of people, they'll get aggravated more easily. Like, there's a lot of just small things like that. They carry that stress with, like, I didn't get my workout in today. What am I going to do?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what happens to me when I'm traveling. That's why I don't, you know, so like a lot of guys, they'll say, well, I'm on vacation this week, I'm not going to work out. I've never been that way. Like, when I'm going on vacation, I'm like, the first thing I'm looking at is, where's the closest, you know, fully capable gym that I can get into, because I need that. I recognize that I need that. So, like, for example, we worked up in Maine this summer, and I had to find a gym close by where we were staying. But I remember the day that we drove up there, it was a 2-day drive up there, and I didn't get a chance to work out for 2 days, and I was just tense, you know? I mean, I needed to get back in the gym. I needed to get some heavy weight on my back just to, like, okay, you know? So you're right. It's a time when you really need it, and it's good for you to It's really good for your body to be able to have that movement. And when you've been doing it for a long time, you really need it. You build those healthy habits for sure.
Yeah. It's also a humbling experience too. Like if you don't work out, you're not putting yourself in a physically demanding scenario. And then you get in there and you get beat up from leg day, or you get beat up from an upper body day. And it just kind of reminds you, for me, it's a reminder that I'm still human. Like I may feel great. Every other aspect of my life may be going great, but then I go into the gym and that's just the kind of thing that just like hampers you down a little bit. It hampers you down, but it also builds you up at the same time. Cause you're like, man, that hurts. I'm going to be walking weird for the next 2 days because that was a tough leg day. But also at the same time, it's like, but I still accomplished it. I still finished the workout. I still got everything that I wanted to out of it. And so there's definitely a pro. It's all pros either way. But for me, it's definitely a humbling experience when it comes to that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say this is if you can do hard things, you can do more hard things. So I think the more difficult that you put yourself through and you accomplish those things, the more other things you can do in your life as well. So I think you need to do difficult things. And I think you get better at it. And I think you're right. I think that's a big part of it as well, too. And for sure. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit. You are a strongman athlete as well. Tell us what it's like to train and compete as a strongman. I think some of us have seen like the ESPN, you see those strongman competitions where they're just doing all these crazy things. I know you do a lot of those crazy things. So what is that like? And how did you get into strongman of all of the lifting styles? You went into strongman. I'm kind of curious about that.
Yeah. So strongman, the easiest way that I've heard somebody describe it is like taking CrossFit and making it 10 times harder, making the weights 10 times heavier. And that's very accurate. When you're talking about seeing the stuff on TV, we do all of that. We do it on a weight class scale. So all of those guys are in the open class. Those are just all the freaks of nature. But when you look at the actual weights that we do on a pound for pound basis, we're doing more pound for pound than they are. Like those guys are doing, they weigh 400 pounds and they're doing a 1,000 pound yoke. We weigh 200 pounds and we're doing an 800 pound yoke. Mm. And so when you just look at certain aspects of that, it's very challenging. And it's also very funny because typically for a strongman prep, you'll train 12 to 16 weeks to compete for 5 minutes at most.
Yeah.
Because you have five events and most of them are 60 seconds if they're not a one rep max event. And so you put 16 weeks of buildup into this to go on stage and compete for 5 minutes. And it's just, I was talking to a buddy about that the other day. I was like, it's so weird that we put our bodies through this to go do it. But it's also just like incredibly rewarding too, because you're able to put your body to a test that most people will never be able to do. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of gives you like that confidence and sets you apart knowing that, hey, I can do this. Like you said, when you can do hard things, you can do more hard things. And so putting yourself in the fire for that is a very big aspect of it. And as far as how I got into it, I actually did a bodybuilding show back in, I want to say it was 2018, and came back to the gym that I was training at. I was getting ready to start prepping for powerlifting. And then they were like, hey, we're going to do strongman instead, because the owner had done powerlifting for so long. And he's like, we got to switch it up. We're going to do something different. And so I went from, in the course of a year, I got down to 157 for my bodybuilding show. And by the end of the year, I was at, I think I was 210. Mm-hmm. I put on 53 pounds over the course of the year. And I had no choice. I was like, I have to get strong. If I'm going to compete with these guys and continue to train with them, I have to get up to that point. I did my first show, got third at, it was one of the Kentucky competitions. And then from there, I went on a streak. I think I won five in a row. I won Kentucky Strongest Man twice, Delaware Strongest Man, Oklahoma Strongest Man this past year. I got fifth at Nationals back in 2021, I believe. And, just recently got done with a official strongman games qualifier. And so it's one of those sports where it's like, the reason that I love it is because you can't just be good at one thing in order to win it all. You have to be above average at everything. So you have the guys who are very statically strong. So think powerlifters, you got the guys who can squat a ton, the guys who can overhead press a ton, the guys who can deadlift a ton. But then you also have stuff like farmer's carries and sandbag carries and other explosive movements where you have to be an athlete. And so that's kind of why I got into that, because what I lack in the static strength department, I make up for in being able to move and being able to do the things like farmer's carries, just because I have an athletic background, played football, wrestled, played baseball. And so that helps even the playing field. If it was just static strength, I would hate it. because I'd get beat every single time. But like I said, you find those weak links with everybody. And it's also very much a strategy game, because if I know that you can deadlift 610 times and the event's a 600-pound deadlift for reps, and I know that I can only get it for two, but everybody else can't get it, I only need to get one or two reps. I don't need to try to beat you, because I know that the next event, if you're slower on it, I can go through and make up points. And so there's a little bit of a strategy and a mind game when it comes to that on planning out, hey, I know I'm not going to beat this guy on this event, but I can beat him on the next three. So get middle of the pack on that one and then just turn on the burners for the last one. So there's a lot that goes into it outside of just, hey, he's stronger than me. And that's going to be it at the end of the day.
Well, it's needed. And I almost think it's like hard to train for, because, you know, like I've seen some of your events where, you know, like the one time you're pulling a tractor trailer, you know, and I'm like, okay, how do you train for that? Like, how do you go into Gold's Gym and say, all right, where's the machine where I pull a truck behind me? You know, I mean, it's wild to, but I, you know, again, this is what you're good at. And so you have to develop a training program that allows you to have basically ability in these very unique events, I guess, the best way to describe it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that plays a big role in how I program for my clients as well, because in strongman, there's probably 50 different events that you can do. And some of you're very rarely going to find the same events at different competitions. There may be one where they have you do stones, another one may have you do sandbags, another one may have you do none of the above, and you pull something like a semi truck or something like that. And so it forces you to adapt to all these different things. Whereas this past competition that I did, I trained one of the events once, I trained three of the events none, and I trained the other event one. And the three events that I didn't train at all, I did the best in. It's something where you just have to be able to rise to the occasion of it. And those three events were three events that I was really good in, but also at the same time, it's just being able to show up and do it. Like building up that strength in the background. I was traveling for 6 weeks. This was probably the worst prep that I've ever put together. So to be able to show up and be like, hey, you know what? I got mid-pack on one of them, got mid-pack on another one, got second by 0.1 seconds on my best event. And that was the last event of the day. So everybody else is shot. And so being able to just put it all together when you may have access there. I know guys who train at a CrossFit gym and still compete in strongman. They have access to none of the equipment. Mm-hmm. They just train the regular way and show up and do it. And that's the beauty of it, is a lot of the guys that are really good, they don't have the best equipment. They don't have the shiniest equipment. A lot of the best guys in strongman train in barns and shit that they just like, hey, we're going to make do with what we have and roll with it.
Yeah. Because it's not like you can have the best equipment, because like you said, there's 50 events. You can't really prep for, and every strongman competition has got a different set of events, right? So you can't really build a gym that has all that type of equipment.
And they'll change them on. That's the crazy thing is you may get there the day of, and they may be like, I had one event that was supposed to be a farmer's handle deadlift for reps is 250 a hand. They misloaded it and it was only 160 a hand. And so instead of thinking that, hey, I was going to do 8 to 10 reps to do it, I did 33 reps in a minute. And you want to talk about an entire different energy system that you have to turn on.
Oh, like, yeah.
You're laying down afterwards and you're trying to keep your legs straight, because if not, you're going to cramp. And you're just like, okay, here we go. There was another one that I did where we were supposed to have a 220-pound stone over bar for reps, and they gave us the wrong one. We ended up doing 280. And it's just like, there's nothing that you can do once the first guy goes. They can't go through and change it out. And so it's either show up and do it or zero the event. And so I think that there's also a lot of like mental fortitude that you have to build up during that, because guess what? Stuff in life's going to change. You know, a lot of the stuff that's going on with me over the past year, things are going to change that you have no control over. And you just have to, you still have to show up and do it.
Yeah. Well, and I could get, these are great lessons for business too, because you can't control COVID, supply chain challenges, political unrest, war in Europe, inflation. Guess what? That's all coming. And the stronger you are, the more you can handle these things that come at you. And come at you fast. So for sure.
Yeah. You can either sit back and pout, or you can step up and take care of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Take action. Don't be a victim. I think that's something I've learned in business the past year is, you know, step up, you know, take action. What are you training for any competitions right now?
So yes and no. There's one that I'm looking at doing at the end of September. I don't have to cut weight for it. I'm not cutting weight anymore. This last one I cut. 24 pounds, and then took me to a pretty dark spot. and so the next big competition that I'll be doing is either going to be in January or in April. The one in January is one of my buddies that he runs up in Dallas. And then Oklahoma Strongest Man will be in April. I've already talked to the promoters of that one. But there's one down in, or actually it's up in Weatherford, so just west of Fort Worth, where I may go up there at the end of the month and compete with the 220 guys. I only weigh 190, so I don't have to worry about cutting weight. I can go up there and eat. I'll just treat it like a training day and go up there. And if I get first place, I'll probably compete in the novice class because it's my first time competing in this federation. And so I'll go up there, compete in the novice class, and win and get my punch my ticket to nationals next year. So I just want to get that done, get that over with so I don't have to worry about it. And then I can really focus on taking the off season and building, because going from 175 to 198 or 200 now, there's a lot of room that I have to grow. And so I'm just working on filling that out. Like I was telling you earlier, I'm training twice a day right now, doing my heavier lifts in the morning, doing what people call junk volume in the afternoon and evening, 3 to 4 sets of 8 to 12 exercises for 10 to 15 reps, and just focusing on adding some quality tissue and then hitting the strength aspect of things in the morning. But with my next big competition not being until April, I got plenty of time to fill out for that.
That's great. So tell us anything else going on at Liberty Strength these days, and do you have anything going on that you need people to be aware of?
Yeah, so we have our apparel line. We just went through and did our whole branding thing. We have our apparel line that I will officially be dropping probably Monday of next week, if not the following Monday. We've got to go through and touch up a couple of things on the website. And then I also have 3 or 4 openings right now for coaching clients. So if that's something that you're interested in, feel free to shoot me a message. If they message you and say, hey, I heard about that Jeremy guy on the podcast, send him my way. But like I said, I only work with 15 to 20 guys at a time. And I think right now I'm 16. And so got a couple spots open for anybody who's looking to take that next step.
Fantastic. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, if they want to get like one of those cool shirts you're wearing and or get hire you to get in the best shape of their life, how can they do that?
Yeah, so it's the same across all socials. It's big_germ200. Or you can shoot me an email, jeremy@libertystrengthtx.com, and I will get back to you with more information on that. We can get a discovery call booked, and then we can see what the next steps are moving forward.
Well, that's fantastic. We'll put links in the show notes for that. And again, you know, business leaders, you're listening into this and you're thinking to yourself, like, you know, are you in the best shape of your life? Is fitness a problem for you? Is it a challenge for you? And again, as I always encourage, you know, hire the best person for the job. If you want to get something done, that's what you do in business. That's what you need to do with your health. Hire Jeremy. I know I have, and I've been very thankful that I have. So we'll go ahead and put the links in the show notes so you can reach out to Jeremy, get in touch with him, and fix the things that are bothering you. You know, don't live with that extra 40 pounds, or don't live with the regret that you didn't become the best version of yourself when it comes to your physical health. So do those things. Reach out to Jeremy. I highly encourage it. That's why Jeremy is a sponsor of the show, because I truly believe in what his approach, and it certainly has helped me become a better leader because I've taken care of my physical health really well. So Jeremy, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for sharing this perspective of the idea of taking care of yourself physically. And I really appreciate working with you and the work that we do together, keeping me in great shape. So thanks for everything.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on, and I am definitely looking forward to the next one.
Thanks again. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for listening to Deep Leadership. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and share so we can continue to build a world with better bosses. Until next time, this is John Rennie saying take care and lead well.
Thank you for listening to Deep Leadership.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all you do.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information and updates, please visit our website at www.deepleadershippodcast.com or johnsrennie.com. Until next time, take care.
Welcome to Transforming 45, the podcast that celebrates the incredible power of passionate voices.
I'm your host, Lisa Boat. Join me in conversation with heart-led humans who share their deeply personal stories of transformation. Transforming 45 is here to uplift, connect, and remind you that it's never too late to write your next chapter. So get ready to be inspired, empowered, and transformed. Join me in this community where through powerful storytelling, we heal and reclaim our inherent magic.
Hi, I'm Lessa Gaudette, host of Her Extraordinary Life by Design podcast, where we celebrate women who are shaping their lives one extraordinary day at a time. I speak with women from all over the world about what they do and how they are passionately pursuing their dreams and creating meaningful impacts on their communities. So come join us and learn about all there is to learn about these extraordinary women.